Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me, little Stevie Ray, bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Best-selling author, outstanding international business person, founder of an international company that has thousands of loyal participants around the world, founder and chief visionary officer of Business Network International, BNI.com. Ivan Meisner is our guest. Thanks, Ivan, again for staying with us. Congratulations on the new title. So one of the things that I want you to tell the audience about is this concept that you have, which is kind of what you're doing right now. And it's where you do your work. Tell them what I'm gonna let you say this.
Well, I think an entrepreneur is either working in their flame or working in their wax. When they're working in their flame, they are on fire. They're excited. They love what they're doing. They're passionate about it. It shows. People can see how excited they are. And it just absolutely shows in their work. Mm-hmm. When they're working in their wax, it just sucks their energy dry. They don't want to get up in the morning. The work becomes drudgery. Mm-hmm. It's just, it takes all your energy away. And so the more you can be working in your flame, and the less you can get out of your wax, the more excited you're going to be about your business. And you do it in ways like you talked about, where, you know, you fire yourself from the roles that mm-hmm. you don't want to do, and you promote yourself to the roles that you do want to do. But if you look at it from the perspective of flame and wax, it just makes sense that if you are excited about the things you're doing, you're going to be doing a much better job.
And everybody gets to decide what their wax is and what their flame is.
Yes,
you could be an entrepreneur who starts a business and realizes the business has to be run. You birth the baby, and occasionally the baby has to have the diapers changed. If you don't like the diaper-changing part of the business, that's your wax.
Yes.
Being creative and innovative is your flame, and so you wind up doing that. You try to be more creative, and maybe your business suffers. Or you may found a business and do something very entrepreneurial and figure out that you really like running a company.
Mm-hmm.
So for one person, the diaper changing part is the wax, and for another person it's the flame. You get to decide, don't you?
You do, and that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, is that you do get to decide. And it's also important to understand that that may change over time.
Right.
My flame was different 30 years ago than it mm-hmm. was than it is today. And so those things change. Here's another really important thing to understand, because all too often there's this entitlement mentality. Well, I want to be there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to go into, if you're starting a business, you have to go into an understanding that for a long period of time, you got to do what you got to do to get to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't just, you know, do what you want. We're not, you know, two-year-olds that,
right.
you know, we want what we want.
It ain't easy.
No.
If it was easy, monkeys would be doing it.
That's right.
But the other thing is, another way of saying what you're saying, which was excellent, but the way I like to think of it is, if you can't appreciate that when you started your business with BNI, if you recognize that you set yourself on a journey.
Yeah.
You didn't put yourself on a football field. You put yourself on a set of tracks.
Right.
And you really weren't looking for the goal line. You were taking each waypoint, each stop along the way, as an accomplishment on the way to the next one.
That's right. You weren't
trying to cross the goal line. And I think the people who say, I want it now, my question is, what do you want now? When you get that, what are you going to do then?
Yeah, well, that's the big question, isn't it? What are you going to do then? Because if they don't if they haven't built the skill set to really run a successful business, getting there doesn't necessarily mean, you know, if it's handed to right. them in some way, it doesn't mean they're going to be successful. Look at all the people who win the lottery and lose it all. Why do they lose it all? Because they don't have the skill set to manage money.
Well, you know, I've worked really hard to get a piece of business. And I get the proposal, and maybe it'd be a really nice piece of business, right? And when the news would come in that we got it, I would kind of be maybe kind of subdued about it. And the people around would say, "Why aren't you jumping up and down?" I said, "Because I'm already moved on to the next thing."
That was
fun. I had a good time. But for me, my point is, for me, the excitement was not getting the order as much as getting the people to want to do business with me. And that
right.
and that was a journey that could have taken weeks or months.
And for me, see, now it's interesting. For me, the excitement is now servicing that client.
Yeah.
Taking care of that
exactly.
client. Making sure that they're happy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so everybody's flame is different. Everybody's wax is different. But your message is find out what your flame and what your wax is, and find
right.
a way to spend more time there.
Yes, and remember that it does and it can change, because when I started BNI, my flame was about opening individual chapters
mm-hmm.
and building the business and creating the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You were hungry.
I was hungry, and I wanted to create an industry, a whole program. And so that was my focus. I was, you know, CEO 101. But now, you know, after 30 years, I want to have an opportunity to educate and teach members. I want to build a brand.
Mm-hmm.
I want to deal with the cross-cultural
issues. You've evolved and you're reinventing yourself.
Yes, and
see,
and that's
the thing.
Okay.
That's exactly what following your flame will cause you to do.
Exactly.
It will cause you to reinvent yourself. And folks, just get ready, because especially in the 21st century, Ivan, reinventing yourself is not just a means to an end, it's a way of life. BNI.com is the website. Ivan Meisner is the founder and brand spanking new shiny chief visionary officer. More to come with Ivan after these messages. Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.